Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now back to Vontae, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, this is going to be a lot of fun. Joining us right now, Bob Fitzgerald, play-by-play man for the Golden State Warriors on the Warriors Television Network. Bob, what is going on?
Hey, good to see you. I was supposed to be on at 140.
Hey,
don't talk to me for the next 8 minutes.
No. We're loving having you. 26 years.
I'm only in studio because I'm doing commercials for you guys.
Okay.
So, traffic in the city, I'm never coming up.
So you're saying you wouldn't have come in otherwise?
Hell no.
Even if you're invited, just no.
Actually,
just
I can't. You know what? I wanted to meet the guru. Guru's my guy. Bonte, I love already. Steiny, I've known you forever.
Yeah. I'm different.
Yeah, I'm going to take you into the, like, Matt Steinmetz was a mediocre to terrible writer, and he's actually become a pretty good broadcaster.
Thank you, Bob.
I was the guy that helped him right at the very beginning.
I have told you guys many times that when I was doing sidelines for the Golden State Warriors, and I had no TV experience.
You know what?
My man Bob Fitzgerald was a rock.
I've did Steiny, Roz, Carroll. I've done okay with all of them.
That's interesting. He's recycling through sideline people. I don't know. Hey, let me ask you this.
And now I got Kalena as my new project.
That's right.
So
that's right.
Worked out good.
Who was it? Disgrace at the Chase this morning? Lucky.
He was telling
me what was going to happen to Chase this morning. And I'm like, well, the Warriors just went 4 of 28 on 3, so that ought to feel right. This morning probably had the exact same setup.
We were talking a lot today, Bob, about...
Guys, with all the traffic being terrible, you guys are talking about what we all talk about with the Warriors. The idea of this gap year and how quick the boomerang comes back to be good. Because if you look at the Russell Celtics, you look at the Jordan Bulls, you look at the Lakers. But Lakers been in the lottery 6 straight years, by the way. That'll end this season. The Warriors ain't going in lottery for 6 straight years. They're not going off a cliff like the Bulls did. You know, Eddie Curry is not walking through that door. You know, and even Russell Celtics were terrible after their dynasty. So in NBA history, nobody has done the 5 straight trips to the finals, bottomed for a year, and bounced back up. It's never been done.
Well, that's the thing that I think I tell these guys all the time. It's like we're so lucky in a way.
You mean like the greatest 6 years in the history of the sport?
Right.
Yeah.
And then, you're going to have a drop-off, by the way. Or are you? That's kind of what I mean. I mean, Joe Lacob was talking to USA Today, and he talked about he's reimagining the next dynasty already. How do you think he's imagining it?
I think you guys have been right on track with it. Is if you look at Steph, Clay, Wiggins, Draymond, and Marquese Chris, okay? Those are your starters.
Okay.
Let's say Wiseman, just for argument's sake. You know, you draft Wiseman, Pascal, Looney, you have Smiley, you have Jordan Poole, you have Damian Lee, and then you have your mid-level exception, and then you have your $17 million trade exception. So let's fill those in. Let's say you got, just because he played last night, let's say you got Corey Joseph to back up Steph. They need a solid backup point guard.
Right.
You know, Bowman can be your third point guard. And then, I don't know, maybe get DeMar DeRozan with the trade exception or Danilo Gallinari with the trade exception.
You brought up those names?
You know, so now you have your point guards are Steph, Corey Joseph, and Bowman. Then you've got Klay Thompson, you know, Jordan Poole, Damian Lee. Yeah, maybe a little bit, you know, maybe get Glenn Robinson back or something on the minimum. And your small forwards are Wiggins and DeRozan or Wiggins and Gallinari, Draymond and Pascal, and then Marquese Chris, Looney, and James Wiseman. I think I'm really happy with that roster, and that's all incredibly possible. So
how good's that team?
Yeah, I was just going to
ask that. 50-plus wins, and then you hit on it early, Matt, is that you've got Minnesota's lottery pick next year.
I think it's in the bag.
Are you kidding me?
I think they're going to stink.
So the idea of get back in the land of the living, 50-plus wins, be a legit playoff team, and then, oh, by the way, add a lottery pick to a 52-win team or something, you don't think you're in? I mean, the window for Steph, Clay, Draymond is about 3-4 years. I mean, this is the window, and I think they will. They're going to come back with a reckoning next year. I mean, they will be really good and really fun and very interesting.
You know Joe Lacob very well. I've got to know him a little bit over the 10 years, and there's things I really like about him. Like you can talk to him. Like we talk on the radio. Like I can say to
Joe, total fan.
I think you're in trouble.
He's a business genius, and he's a total fan.
So let me ask you this. He put something together that was unfathomable. All right. 3 titles in 5 years. In the first 10 years he did this, he built the arena. And then he says, I'm thinking about the next dynasty. Well, I mean, why? Like, why wouldn't you just say, let's get back in the mix and we'll figure it
why would you buy a team? I can say this because I've told this to Joe privately 500 times. Why would you buy a team that had been downtrodden forever? And basically, when you buy the team, you and Peter Guber stand up, point to the 75 banner, and say, that's a lonely banner. We're going to win another one. How about a freaking winning season?
Right.
How about a playoff year? No. It's like, hey, I want to learn how to fly. No, I want to go be an astronaut. Like, you have to be aspirational, and you have to tell everyone that works for the franchise, we're going to be good, or else you ain't going to be here.
Right.
And so that's, I mean, from building the building to ticket sales to marketing to broadcasting to basketball ops to anything that you're doing, the boss man wants you to do well and know that the goal is the ultimate. So when he says reimagine the dynasty, not like, hey, it'd be great if we can, you know, be 500 again.
Right.
No, we're going to win championships again. Now, are they going to do that? Is the reality of sports? It's really tough to win titles. But are they going to be good and be in the mix and spend every dollar and push day after day after day to be better? You're damn right. That's how he lives. That's how he wants his team to live.
Talk to me about Wiggins, because there's 24 games left. You got the best seat in the house. I was excited when he came. Fitz, I believe he has the necessary skill set to help this team. But how do I keep, or any fan out there, from overreacting from these next 24 games and underreacting? Like last night, the no rebound. I'm coming in here today with my head hanging low. Like, I don't know. How do I just tell me to slow down? And this means basically nothing until the start of next year, or when Steph comes back, it does mean something.
Well, I think it's a good question, but if you look at 5 steals in his first game, 4 blocks in another game, those are career numbers. He never did that ever in 6 years. Let Draymond breathe on him for a little bit, okay? Mm. And look at the improvement. I mean, this year is as sideways as this year been. Glenn Robinson, best he ever played. D'Angelo Russell, the best he ever played. Alec Burks, the best he ever played. Omari Spellman, the best he ever played. Marquise Chris, the best he ever played. Like, sort of the Warrior coaches and culture and being around brings out the best in guys. So, Wiggins, this is all you need to know. The off day they had this past week, you know, hey, everybody's got a day off.
Right.
Andrew Wiggins was in working out privately with Steve Nash.
Mm.
He didn't need to do that. You know, he's got a girlfriend and a baby, and he's relocating and the whole bit. No. We don't have practice? Great. Let me work with Nash one-on-one to get better. And this guy's already averages 20. He's 6'8". I like, even last night, the rebound thing, it's not fun. But Buddy Hield pump fakes him on a 3. He jumps. Buddy Hield relocates to the left. Wiggins doesn't give up. He goes back and contests the 3. Like, just little things like that, that I just see glimpses of this kid and just talking to him. He doesn't have to be the top banana.
Okay.
He doesn't have to be, you know, you already got a Batman.
Right.
You already got Robin.
Yep.
You already got Draymond. Wiggins is your 4th guy? And then if you've got Chris and Wiseman and Pascal and things like that, okay. How many other teams are going 8, 9, 10 guys deep? They're going to be fine, and he's going to fit in great.
Fitz, I know the Splash Brothers. I have no worries about Klay Thompson coming back from the torn ACL. I think he's going to be a top 15, top 20 NBA player again next season when he comes back. Steph's going to be Steph. Wiggins, I do think, could be better if Steph, with the spacing that he's going to get from having the Splash Brothers out there, and then that number one pick. The X factor to me is Draymond Green. Where do you think Draymond Green is at? He's about to be 30, about to celebrate his birthday. He's been banged up a bit, undersized big, but we know the IQ. We know the assist numbers are there. We know the rebound numbers could be there. But where do you think Draymond Green is at right now? Is he still in his prime? Is he coming down on his prime? Where is Draymond Green at, in your opinion?
Well, I think you look at like the Christmas Day game, and you realize when Draymond's fully engaged,
right?
You know, and then even on the road trip when the Warriors beat Cleveland, beat Washington, you just see Draymond when he's engaged. They're still now, you got point Draymond a little bit,
right?
And defensively, he's still a genius. I think physically, if you watch him, he's so restrictive on his diet and things like that that. When I was watching Zion Williamson, I'm like, man, if you're 285 at 19 years of age, you better be careful in terms
of three fits.
You know, so
big boy.
and you remember Draymond early, and then he was so focused on his diet that he got in much leaner and lighter, and, right. and he's amazing. So I think the thing with Draymond is he didn't get to sit the year out. You know, Clay's been injured, Steph's been injured. The mental break of playing 102 playoff games is almost as much as the physical. So that's why he sat out different games and stuff. But if you talk to Draymond, what I want you to do all offseason is say he's not as good, he's finished, right. he won't be as good. Just say all
and
of that. Because if there's
right.
ever a human being that feeds off of all of that, I mean, that's Draymond Green. And so I worry about him the least because he's going to be coming back after
people.
Can you
give Bob the man no respect from Draymond?
It's like, man, no respect.
There you go.
See, I didn't want to interrupt the drop.
I know you didn't want to interrupt this.
Don't you have the drop where he says we got to give Bob some effing credit?
No.
That's from the parade.
We need to.
That's right. I forgot about that.
He didn't specify which Bob either. So
didn't let Fitz down.
Bob, how do you factor in, you know, look, these guys have a lot of mileage on them from the playoffs the last 5 years. So, okay, you got Clay with an ACL. You got Steph with a hand. I'll give you fluke there. Draymond has played a lot of basketball against guys bigger than him. Like, how do you weigh wear and tear versus, well, they're kind of getting a sabbatical here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I think you hit on it perfectly. I think there's the mental part and there's the physical. The Clay.
What can we expect out of Clay?
Well, the Clay ACL, if you look at Zach LaVine is the guy you look at.
Okay.
Okay, because he had an ACL.
Yep.
Tim Hardaway had an ACL. I mean, the ACL rehab, knowledge, surgery, and Clay didn't have any collateral. He didn't have meniscus, MCL, all that. It just was the ACL, so about as clean as it could be.
Right.
And then you're giving him the full year, which I think is good. Like, all that, I had to be honest, I was a little worried on the, oh, he's going to play in late April. Like, no! He had surgery, right. You know, in mid-July. Right. Like, give it the full boat.
You didn't want the Warriors to do the whole Paul George thing when Paul George got hurt in the Team USA Olympics and then came back for the last 5-6 games, 15, 18, 20 minutes. I thought there was a chance we see that.
Yeah, but the thing also, too, for Clay is he's not some run-jump super athlete, if you think about it.
Right.
I mean, he's a relentless bulldog on defense. He's got the most perfect Jerry West, you know, shooting form. And jumpers. I think Clay's going to be excellent. I think Steph's, you know, hand thing is a lot like Jordan's broken foot his second year. You know, Michael's a jumper. He broke his foot.
Right.
Did he ever have a foot injury the rest of his career? No. You know, I mean, broken bones heal. His hand will be healed. I think. And Steph and Clay, they hear all this on will they be good again? Will they be a factor? That's what they need. Like, in terms of this motivation, they're going to give everything to be phenomenal again.
We're talking to Bob Fitzgerald. 26 years he's been behind the mic as the Golden State Warriors play-by-play man. How's Kalena doing?
He's doing great.
Yeah.
He's doing great. I mean, that, you know, transitions in broadcasting are so weird. The fact that Kalena and Jim are great friends, the fact that Jim's doing radio and traveling with us is awesome. Yeah. Kalena did 4 years of pre and post, which I think was perfect for him. And you guys know, I mean, he is such a quality person. And if there was ever a guy, I mean, I called the game where he tore his patella tendon in Milwaukee that essentially ended his career. And, most guys, because he was averaging 14 a game and on his way to being something.
Ooh, right.
And there's no bitterness. There's no, if this had happened or, you know, just the way he has put that in the past and become a quality broadcaster is really admirable. So I enjoy it. He's a super fun listen. I'm having a lot of fun with him, and, you know, I think that I told him from game 2 to game 22 to 32 to 52, he'll continue to get better, and he has, and, you know, I think he's going to be doing it for a long, long time.
Fitz, There you go. I got to share this story with you. When there was talk of Kevin Durant coming to Golden State, I told everybody, my neighbors, there's no way he's coming here.
Should have talked to me. I told people a year before he was coming.
Oh, see, so you do. Joe Lacob delivered. So now
you want to know the real story why he came?
Tell me. Tell us.
His Nike deal was up, and Under Armour went at him strong. And the idea for Under Armour was to pair Kevin Durant and Steph Curry together. And that conversation led to, man, you think I'd fit in with Steph and Clay? You think Draymond would like me? Like all, like that, that just like Olympics lead guys. That's, you know, I told people that LeBron was teaming up with these guys too, because I saw it and heard the conversation in the Olympics.
But the stories on the streets, Fitz, is like they lost game seven, Kyrie hits the shot, and Draymond's in the car. Hey, we need you to come to Golden State.
Hey, you know what? He was a free agent. What better place to come as a free agent?
All right, well, put the rat on the table.
Go ahead, for
this Giannis talk, when you're in the car.
Not going to happen.
Oh, see, wow.
Well, I'm so glad you said that.
You said the Matumbo.
You hear that, Guru?
Let's see, wherever you are laying on a beach in June, when Giannis Antetokounmpo signs 5 years, $252 million in Milwaukee. End of story.
We talked a lot about this, though, because I'm kind of with you.
Now, they could have a disaster in the playoffs, like all of a sudden.
Sure. You don't think that's possible?
Yeah. No. Milwaukee's really good. They're 50-8 for a reason.
I hear you.
I know Pat Connaughton pretty well. He's a Notre Dame guy.
Yep.
I know Budenholzer pretty well. I got a good sense of who Milwaukee's, their chemistry. You know, he's going to resign there.
But see, this, okay, he's going to resign there, but this is kind of,
$252 million.
But this is Joe Lacob's making. He got Durant.
No. Here's the thing.
You know what I mean? It's not crazy to think about.
No. If Giannis came out, let's say they flame out, okay? They lose. They're swept by Philly, and, you know, what a shot.
Right.
If Giannis then came out and said, the Anthony Davis, I'm not re-signing an extension.
That's what we talked about.
I hate Milwaukee, and I want to go to Miami or the Warriors. The Warriors will be in the mid, like,
sure.
No doubt.
Right.
But I'm just saying $252 million in a place where he's super happy. I think Milwaukee can win the title.
So. Yeah, I do too.
I got Milwaukee going to the finals. I do worry. Toronto's tough, though. Nick Nurse is a hell of a coach, man.
They've done. You have to give Toronto so much credit.
Incredible. In a way,
I give them credit this year, give them no credit last year.
For all the injuries. Speaking of which.
No, they got a gift title.
Right.
Clay doesn't get hurt. They lose game seven to the Warriors.
Ooh, I think it would have been dicey, too, in game seven for the Raptors as well.
If you don't think after losing, you know, game five there, game six at Oracle, the way, you know, and then, Steph Clay. Draymond game seven, Clay uninjured, obviously.
Right.
And then, you know, you think Toronto, with all their playoff history, that they were going to saddle up and somehow win game seven? Hell no.
Kevin Durant coming to the Golden State Warriors and, you know, led to the Giannis conversation. Going back to Kevin Durant, because when he first came, everybody's excited. Warriors 2017.
Best free agent
everybody.
In the history of basketball.
I mean, unbelievable. 4th of July 2016, call it KD Day. But when KD left last year, you're behind the mic, you're traveling with the team, and KD comes out on All the Smoke podcast with Steven Jackson and Matt Barr saying, I knew I was gone in January. I mean, what's your feeling on Kevin Durant that last year?
I mean, Kevin's
good. He's
going to speak for himself. I just know when we were in Brooklyn, the love that he has for the Warriors and people with the Warriors. He texted me when I was in Cleveland before we got to Brooklyn. I mean, I love Kevin Durant.
Right.
You know, and everyone loves Kevin Durant. And he came as a free agent. Won, you know, three straight trips to the finals, two titles, and he was finals MVP twice. I mean, you know, he wanted a different scenario for himself, and that's totally his right.
Did you know that before
that.
The finals had concluded, Fitz?
I always thought if they won the championship, he would stay.
Ooh,
and when he got hurt, that worried me. When Clay got hurt and, they didn't win the title, I didn't feel good. But if they'd won the title and won three in a row, I think any of the wounds would have been totally healed. I think we would have had a lot of fun at the parade, and it would have been like, come on, man, it's statue time.
Right.
They're building Chase with statues out in front.
You could go for four in a row, four titles in a row.
So to me, the injury, first of all, I mean, because I legitimately love Kevin, to see him hurt bothered me, man. I like teared up. Like, it hurt me. And then to see Clay hurt, come on. And then to start the season, see Steph hurt.
Yeah.
It was like, wow, this is just emotionally. Because, you know, to your point, Guru, when you travel around and you're with people, you want them to win, and but you care about
your family.
You care about them. Like, you literally, they become part of people that matter in your life, and you don't want anybody. I wouldn't want Matt to tear his ACL. Right. You know, you just don't want friends or people you care about to have any kind of misfortune. So, you know, plus they're the most beautiful performers at their craft. This is like, you know, Paul McCartney getting laryngitis or something. Like, come on.
Yep.
You know,
one of the things that I think of with the 49ers and Warriors, because the 49ers going into this year, here's a comparison I'm going to make. Even though the Warriors have been tested, I felt like a lot of things needed to go right. Garoppolo needed to do this. They needed a running game. It was Richard Sherman. How their line, and Bosa was great. Like, everything fell into place. And that sometimes doesn't happen. Like, sometimes I do feel like Warriors need some things to fall into place.
Sports, you need luck. There's no doubt. I mean, guys staying healthy is lucky.
Right.
For sure. You know, and you can play that game. You know, you think of the Niners. What if they call pass interference up in Seattle in the last week of the season, and they're the 5 seed instead of the 1 seed? You know, I mean, you need luck. The Warriors 2015, that was their maiden voyage. You don't normally go from, hey, you know, 48 wins, 51, boom, 67 wins in a title. That doesn't happen. And injuries are an unfortunate part of the game. You know, and right now, we're talking, hey, Milwaukee, we're talking Lakers. If Giannis gets hurt in the playoff, Milwaukee can win the title.
Right.
Done.
Like, flat. I mean, so you need to be fortunate. You need to be really good, and you need to be really lucky. And when you have that combo, you're really special.
Life is about timing. I don't need to tell you about that. But Marquise Chris looks like...
That's my guy.
What's happened? How has the metamorphosis happened? And do you think he can keep it up going into the next season? Because Fitz, I'm like, they got that young, active, big.
The thing about Marquise Chris, this happens to hundreds of kids. He's 1 year at Washington. He never should have turned pro. Never. I mean, just, you know, these agents whisper in people's ear. Because you're in a league with men. And then all of a sudden, you're in Phoenix, and, oh, you're a power forward. We want you to shoot threes, and Marquise Chris is a 5. So then, now you get on that shuttle. It's like, oh, I'm going to Cleveland and Houston and whatever. I look at him as a 22-year-old rookie here with the Golden State Warriors. He got to training camp. I went to a lot of the practices at training camp. I'm like, oh, my God, this guy's got 40-inch vertical. He's 6'10". He's from Sacramento. He's like the nicest kid ever. And he's finally in a position where he's going to play 5 and get an opportunity with a great coaching staff and quality veterans around him. Boom. Look at him last night, 21-10 in 25 minutes.
I mean, this last, 14 games? He's averaging like 14.
Warriors won titles when you've got JaVale McGee and Zaza Pachulia, you know.
No, I like Chris.
Andrew Bogut. I mean, this Marquise in the dunker spot.
I know we're up against it here.
Got about a minute.
Thank you for the time.
But
real quick on Looney. Where's he at? Because he's come on in these last two playoff runs for the Golden State Warriors. Where's Looney at physically?
Well, that's
15 seconds, Bob. I know you're used to this.
Question way beyond my pay grade. You know, Kavon's heart, work ethic, and intellect.
Love him.
Unquestioned.
Yep.
You just hope his body doesn't betray him.
Actually, we got another minute. I was wrong.
We got a minute. We're all over.
Because you see, like, if he's right physically, 20-minute big, he's perfect in that minute.
That's what I'm saying, 15 minutes.
But, you know, I've never seen a guy, you know, in terms of neuropathy and all these. These are all medical things that are way over my skis.
What's the thing you're most certain of next season?
That I will not be able to go on vacation April 15th.
Wow.
Wow.
Hey, better push those trips out into June and July.
That one strikes a chord with me because we used to get those months off for sure.
Well, put it this way. This, you know, got the Tokyo Olympics coming up this summer. So, you know, the fact that it may not run into the Olympics isn't the worst thing in the world.
Real quick about the Olympics. Am I right that Joe Lacob believes if you've earned the right to play in the Olympics, you go play in the Olympics?
Yeah. I mean, you had Clay and Draymond and KD play in Rio. Steph has never played on an Olympic team. And it's important to him.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's one thing about Lacob, too, that's pretty impressive. Yeah. All right, that's going to do it. Bob Fitzgerald, thank you so
much
for coming.
First, last, and only time I'm in studio.
Studio.
If you guys want to call, come on anytime. Don't worry about that.
All right, the boys are next.
Hey, can somebody give Bob some credit?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.